A Lenten devotional for April 2nd, 2020, based on Psalm 102 by the Reverend Dr. John E. White. To set free those who were doomed to die. If one were ever in search of a vision of abandonment and total desolation, there is no need to look beyond the wisdom of Psalm 102. Just a little imagination can bridge the connection between its words and many contemporary situations of pain and struggle. Recently, a friend shared with me, her family and friends, and all her coworkers that she had been diagnosed with ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is a progressive neurodegenerative condition that affects nerve cells in the brain and the spinal cord. There is no known cure, and its impact is brutal on the individuals afflicted with it and on the people who love them. Those of us who heard this news from my friend were devastated. Many were moved to tears. It would have been more than understandable if this person adopted the existential stance depicted in verse 11 of Psalm 102. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. The surprising part of this scenario is that the person who was living this story had an amazing sense of calm surrounding her. Through her speech, which was becoming increasingly slurred, she had taken on the role of ministering to us, even passing out cookies as we gathered around the table. This person, who was neither seminary trained nor a leader in her church, provided a level of pastoral care for us that I had never seen before. She was able to embody the sentiment of the psalmist that God is indeed in charge of all that we can see and beyond. Long ago, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you endure. My friend's faith had given her freedom, a gift she shared with us. O God of heaven and earth, I pause to give thanks to you for the gift of life and the promise of life everlasting. Amid the challenges of this world, help me to see the precious moments of your grace. Constantly renew my faith as I live in the power of the resurrection. These things I pray in the glorious name of Jesus, our blessed Savior. Amen.